It's pageant season, and on the latest edition of K-Man Up Close is a sit-down with reigning Miss Teen Cayman Islands, Leticia Bush, who's gearing up to pass on her crown to the next winner of the Miss Teen Cayman pageant. We're reflecting on her incredible journey, and what's next? You're listening to Radio K-Man. I'm Shanda Gallego, and this is K-Man Up Close.
Winner of Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2018-2019
is contestant number two.
As the crowd erupted with cheer and applause, emotional, speechless, and shocked were the reactions of the 16-year-old Leticia Bush of Bodentown when her name was announced as the 2018-2019 Miss Teen Cayman Islands. Miss Bush beat three other contestants, and she not only walked away with the coveted crown and title, but also the awards for community spirit, academic excellence, most improved, Miss Photogenic, and Best in Gown. Take us back to that. How did it feel to be crowned Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2018?
It was definitely a shocking moment. It took a couple minutes to let it all sink in, the realization that I was crowned. But definitely a lot of overwhelming emotions, a lot of joy, a lot of relief that although the pageant was an amazing journey, is over, all this hard work, it amounted for something. So it was definitely an amazing and memorable moment.
Tell us your favorite moment, your favorite experience during your reign.
During my reign would definitely being able to get more out into the community and raise awareness for my platform, which is child abuse. I was able to go to the schools, it talked more about the topic, make sure that everybody is aware about what child abuse is, how it affects people in the long run and short term, and also ways, little small ways that they can help stop it or at least decrease the amount it is in Cayman, because we do, even for such a small island, have a very high amount of child abuse cases. So that would definitely be my star moment, and also being able to just raise money for the NCVO, which actually helps a lot of victims of child abuse. So definitely that, being able to give back to my community and being a part of my community.
This experience of being crowned and having the title of Miss Teen Cayman Islands, has it changed you at all?
Definitely. I am a much more disciplined person. Before the pageant, I was someone who liked to stay out of the public's eye. Mostly, I was someone that went out a lot, or really, I got involved in my community through programs, but I was mostly in the back. So this has allowed me to be more disciplined in the way that I know I have an event, I know I need to go to it, I know I need to stand out and do my part and so on. So definitely discipline my mindset into knowing that I am more confident and I can do more if I try.
The next Miss Teen pageant is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Your reign is almost over.
Yes,
is it a bittersweet moment? Like, how are you feeling right now knowing that in just a couple of days you will be passing on the crown and title and the torch, mm-hmm. Obviously, and with the next winner?
It is a bittersweet moment, being that it does come with a sense of relief, because being Miss Teen is a big responsibility that everybody holds up over your head, and you also have to be cautious of the way that you perform. So being able to experience my adolescence in a less of a public eye is just a huge relief for me, and also being able to pass on this tremendous opportunity that I was given onto another young lady who will hopefully learn from my mistakes and do even more for her community and her island. But also it came with a lot of lessons that I learned, and knowing that even though I'm going to learn a lot more, I wouldn't learn more being on that platform
had it not been for being on that platform.
So definitely a bittersweet moment. I am relieved. I am grateful. I am excited to see who's next and excited to see what is next to come for that person. So definitely a bittersweet moment. Perfect definition.
Any advice for the new queen?
Remember what is priority. A lot of problems that us being ambassadors for our countries, that we tend to get wrapped up into the role and forget our main priority. For me, it would definitely be my education. I had to remember that when exams came, there could always be community events. I can always host another fundraiser, but I can never really resit an exam or resit a whole course. So definitely know your priority. Remember who you are, where you came from, who supported you along the way, and also just remember the excitement, the want and the desire that you had for change, for the bettering of the community. Make sure that you carry that throughout your pageant and, I mean, throughout your role, and make sure that during your reign you're doing as much as you possibly can to make sure that your objective has been filled.
What's next? Where do we go from here?
From here, I mostly focus in on my education. Mm-hmm. So I am working full-time at Barton Attorneys, which is an amazing law firm, and they're taking me on, kind of mentoring me as well into the legal field and the day-to-day activities that they have. So that is an amazing experience. I'm hoping to keep that while I'm on island. Mm-hmm. I'm completing my associate's degree. I have 1 year left, and then hopefully I will be completing my LLB ONS, my bachelor's in law, either locally or abroad.
And lastly, Leticia Bush, what's one thing you want to leave the listeners? What has been your message? And what do you want your listeners to know and to remember for Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2018?
My overall message is basically to make sure that everybody, you are aware that you are a rose and that you grew from concrete. So it does not matter of your circumstances, where you came from, who your family are. What you do with your life is completely and utterly up to you. You have the choice to make better choices, give more, and just become a better person regardless of your past and your circumstances. So that's definitely a stamp. That's something I want to be able to be remembered as, the rose that grew from concrete, someone who did not let her circumstances define her. And if I had to pass that on to anybody in Ireland, would definitely be that. Make sure that you know that you can be better than your circumstances.
We wish Leticia Bush all the best. The 39th annual Miss Teen Cayman Islands pageant takes place on Saturday, August 24th at the Lions Center. For tickets and more information, head to facebook.com/Miss Teen Cayman Islands.
You've been listening to the latest edition of Cayman Up Close, written and produced by Radio Cayman's Shonda Gallego. For a podcast of today's show, log on to radiokman.gov.ky. Music by Caymanian artist Paul Chin.